This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. A business in Oklahoma City's Film Row will close its doors after 66 years in business. International Crystal Manufacturing makes quartz crystals that are used in many electronic devices. As part of our weekly conversation about business in the state, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about how business has changed for ICM over the past six decades plus. Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming writes International Crystal Manufacturing had up to 200 employees in the 1980s. Now there are 13. Why are there fewer workers now?
Well, the company has really been hurt by technological advances. They sell crystals that used to be common in radios and other devices, but there's a lot less demand now, and there's a lot more competition from overseas, particularly China.
Why is the owner, Royden Freeland Jr., planning to shut down his business that his father founded?
Well, Freeland said it's, number one, getting a lot harder to make a profit for the reasons we just discussed. And at age 74, he's ready to slow down and relax a little more.
Now, Freeland occupies two historic buildings in Film Row. What's the history of these buildings?
Well, they're pretty much what you would expect in Film Row with that great history. The office headquarters at 10 North Lee is about 5,600 square feet, and it previously belonged to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the motion picture company. And the other building at 623 West Sheridan, that one's nearly 14,000 square feet. That previously belonged to the Poverty Row Film Company.
So there will be two large vacant buildings in Film Row. Does this present any opportunities for development in this part of Oklahoma City?
Oh, absolutely. This is the last big piece of Film Row that's available to develop. And the buildings are in really good shape with historical elements like the film vault and the Art Deco detail all still being intact. That's not the kind of thing that becomes available very often. So the package, both buildings and the parking lot, are listed for $3.1 million, and there's already a lot of interest.
Well, let's turn our attention to some properties that have recently been sold. Journal Record reporter Sarah Terry Kobo reports Chesapeake Energy has sold off several properties near its Oklahoma City campus. What types of properties are they selling?
Well, they're selling non-oil and gas properties, so the package has included the land that the Deep Fork Grill restaurant sits on, as well as several office complexes and four tracts of land, two of which are just vacant.
Why is Chesapeake doing this?
Well, Aubrey McClellan was known for wanting to get things done very quickly, and in some cases that led him to pay more so that he could close the deals very expediently. Even if the company lost money on the real estate transactions, in this case, the sales give Chesapeake some cash, and they help simplify the asset base. So the non-oil and gas-related properties and their related businesses take time, they take money and effort to manage, so just getting them off the books is going to be a good thing for the company.
The properties were sold at a loss. Why would they do that?
The company's affiliated real estate subsidiaries have sold nearly a dozen properties for a combined total of about $6.43 million since late January, according to the county assessor. But those properties were purchased for almost double that, about $12 million over a period of time starting in 2005. Their market value, according to the assessor, is only about $7.6 million. So they certainly sold them at a significant loss. But again, that's going to help the company overall just by getting those assets off the books.
What effect could these sales have on real estate prices in this particular neighborhood?
Well, the neighborhood around Chesapeake is going to be affected a little bit because the sale prices suggest they're distressed properties, and that could lower nearby property values for a short time. But in the long run, it's a good thing because Chesapeake wasn't going to develop these properties, so someone else could come in and make something of them, and that in turn will raise property values on the neighboring area.
Ted Struley is the editor for the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
Jacob, my pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation online at kgou.org.